An intentional life is a life well lived. Like most of us, I grew up learning that there was a certain order to how life should be lived. And I received this message pretty much from everywhere: society, school, and at home. It was, you go to school, you get good grades so that you can get into a good college and get a good career and then start a family. So I had my marching orders, and I really didn't put much thought into my life other than what career I wanted to do. I followed the prescribed life course in my 20s and 30s. I was simply going through the motions. My days were packed with tasks, responsibilities, and a lot of noise. But despite being busy, I wasn't fulfilled. I'd wake up in the morning already thinking about my to-do list and go to bed feeling like I hadn't accomplished enough. It was an endless cycle of always doing more and being busy, yet constantly feeling detached and out of sync with who I was and what my purpose was. I was so detached. In fact, I didn't even know what my purpose in life was or who I actually was. And I just thought, this is how life is. Very busy, yet somehow hollow. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist, that is all. And then one day something shifted, and I realized that I was just existing and I was not creating a life for myself, but instead allowing life to just happen to me. Deep down, there was a quiet voice urging me to take a closer look at how I was living. As my children grew, that voice also grew louder, until it could no longer be ignored. Intentional living is about living your best story. Living intentionally didn't happen overnight. It took some time to figure out who I was. So I started small with asking myself simple questions to find out what I liked, what I didn't like, who I wanted to be, and even my ideal life. I began asking questions like, what do I really want out of this day? Does this align with my values? Does it bring me joy? Am I doing this because I want to or because I feel like I should? If money were no object, what would I do? Where would I live if there were no obstacles? These little check-ins started to have really big impacts on my life as I became more grounded and rooted in who I was and the life I wanted to create. I started making mindful choices in my life. I began saying no more often, even when it felt uncomfortable. I started carving out time for things that genuinely lit me up, whether it was journaling in the morning, having deeper conversations with friends and family, or walking in nature without my phone. It felt a little odd in the beginning, slowing down when I had been living a life of busyness. But little by little, something began to happen. Not only was I becoming my authentic self, but I was becoming happier. What surprised me the most about mindful living is how it took on a ripple effect in my life. I started doing morning self-care, which included meditation where I could reduce stress and quiet the busy chattering in my mind so I could actually listen to the whispers of my authentic self. My relationships deepened because I was fully present. My work became more meaningful because I pursued projects aligned with my heart's desire. I changed my diet, learned about nutrition, and intentionally planned meals that improved my health. And perhaps most importantly, I developed a sense of peace and calm that I had never known before in my life. Living intentionally is not about living a perfect life. It's about living the right life for you, whatever that looks like. It's about being present and in the moment and true to yourself. Mindful living is a practice. The more I practiced living intentionally, the more confident I became in my choices. I began trusting myself and my ability to navigate my life. I felt more comfortable making bigger life decisions and taking calculated risks. How I've chosen to live is uniquely my design. Each of us are unique, and so it's only reasonable that our lives will reflect our distinctive personalities. I believe that this is my one life to shape and design any way I want, and that anything is possible. I view life as a giant playground, just waiting to be explored and enjoyed. In the last decade, I've traveled in an RV throughout the United States, backpacked abroad with my husband and youngest daughter. I've lived off-grid while building a tiny house in the mountains. And I've also changed careers 5 times. For the past 2 years, my husband and I have traveled full-time, living nomadically around the world. With each new adventure, I am less fearful of how it will turn out. It's not that everything always turns out perfectly. In fact, I have had a few very large fails. It's that regardless of the lifestyle I'm living, I get the full spectrum of life. There are ups, downs, ease, struggles, good times and bad times. There have been times of laughter, tears, frustrations, but also bliss. Because I choose to live an unusual life, I have unusual experiences. I've explored medieval villages and ancient castles. I've had monkeys swinging overhead in the rainforest. I've seen the Statue of David and danced in a Roman Colosseum. But I have also used a 5-gallon composting bucket as my toilet for 3 years while living off-grid, waded through sewer water in Mexico, and been forced to drive 6 hours with a complete stranger through the entire country of Serbia. I have intentionally crafted a unique life that I love. Regardless if things turn out the way I had originally intended or not, doesn't matter what lifestyle I choose, where I live, how many times I change my career, or how many new habits I adopt. I have no regrets because I have lived a self-designed life. And for me, that's what living intentionally means. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friends.